victory. In the name of our King. Allow me, if you will, to repaint a picture for you from Gary's class on Leviticus 16, the Day of Atonement. If you were in the class, you'll remember most of this. Stealing it from him before he gets a chance. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest of Israel will bathe himself in water, and then he will put on a linen coat. After putting on the linen coat, he will then put on a linen sash. And then, after the linen sash, he will then put on a linen headdress or turban. Now, this may not look familiar to you, but it does to me. He will then take a bull, a ram, and select two male goats. The high priest will slaughter the bull, and he will enter the most holy place and splatter the blood with his finger on designated places on and in front of the mercy seat, which is on top of the Ark of the Covenant. He will do this as an offering for himself and for his family. The ram will then be killed as a burnt offering. Then the high priest will cast lots to choose which goat will be set free and which one will be killed as a sin offering for the people. As he did before, he will go back into the most holy place and sprinkle blood with his finger on those designated areas on and in front of the mercy seat. Then he comes out and places some of the blood upon the altar. After he's done all this is based on my personal experience, I imagine that his garments were no longer clean and white. I've been involved in this type of thing before, not a sacrifice, but the slaughter of animals. Not necessarily a pristine occupation, if you will. So the high priest then enters into the holy place where he removes the linen garments and he leaves them there. In studies, it's assumed that these garments will never be used again. But atonement was made, of course, until next year, when the scene repeats itself annually. I say all that to say this. I'd like to show you another picture, another scene. This one is best described by John. John, the 20th chapter, the first 8 verses. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb while it was still dark, and she saw a stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first, and stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen clothes lying there and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen clothes but folded in a place by itself. And the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. So take notice of these two scenes. There's a discarded linen garment that once covered the body of the high priest. In John's account, it was our high priest, Jesus. They're just lying there. They will never be used again. The difference this time is that the atonement is complete. And there is no need to be repeated. Hebrews 9, 18 through 28 tells us this. Therefore, not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. For when every commandment of the law had been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that God commanded you." And in the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Thus, it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites, but the heavenly things themselves with a better sacrifice than thee. For Christ has entered, not into the holy places, which made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God, listen to these three words, on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy place every year with blood not his own, for then he would have to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once and for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is it appointed for man once to die, and after that comes the judgment, so Christ has been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who eagerly are waiting for him. The atonement sacrifices are complete. It needs not to be repeated. It only needs to be remembered. He sang a song, I think fits this very well. He laid down his life that I set free. Father, we come before you. Father, amazed that when we see the intricacies of your plan, Father, the way that you show us your plan throughout all of the ages, Father, was to redeem us back to you. And we know, Father, that it took a better sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice. It could only be that of Jesus, perfect Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. So, Father, we come to remember him. We come to remember that sacrifice. And, Father, we come to remember that he's no longer in the grave, that he's alive. Father, he's coming for us that eagerly wait for him. Father, we do eagerly wait. As we do, we remember him on this day. Father, we long for his return. It's in his holy name that we pray.